College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we have this new feature on the Odyssey app where you can very easily leave us a voice message. And we have been getting messages on there. Some are rather interesting. So please go on an adventure with us as we slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. You can say hi, you can comment on something we've been chatting about on the show, or if you just want to vent about anything going on in your life, please have at it. I think it will limit you to 1 minute, though, so you got to keep it brief.
Unless you're drunk Sarah, then it limits you to 30 seconds that we learned.
I swear it wasn't my fault, okay?
I don't know. I think you were pushing that phone a little too close to your face.
Probably.
And sometimes, I think I do love when people call just to complain about the dumbest stuff.
Yes.
Because it's just the unexpected. And when we hear some of these voice messages, I'm like, I can't wait for us to talk about this on the radio. Mm-hmm. And that's the first voice message. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's go.
Hi, Daily Mix Show. How do you feel about those inflatable Christmas decorations?
Now, I'm guessing she's not a fan.
Okay.
But you like them.
I love them. I think they're great.
I'll be honest. At first, I thought they were kind of silly. But now, being a parent and being lazy, and I don't want to put Christmas lights everywhere, I do like being able to just kind of like throw them on the lawn and just watch them grow.
I love it.
The inflatables, that is.
Because I hate them.
Yep.
I just got new neighbors a few months ago. They've got about 10 of them in their yard. And all night long, I hear the air compressor blowing them up. All night long.
What was that sound again? I don't know if that's the inflatable or their neighbors are doing something else.
All night long. They're not even that cool. They're barely festive. Get something cooler. Like, where's the light show with the music? I'd much rather listen to Jingle Bells over and over again than the humming of whatever is blowing those things up.
And if you missed it, this is what those things sound like.
Somebody come save me. Get rid of those stupid things.
I love them. I don't have any personally, but I get fired up when I see them.
But you don't have any?
I don't have any in my house, but there is...
What parent doesn't want an inflatable?
He has not requested
what
one
yet. What kind of parent are you? Have you not taken them to Home Depot or Lowe's?
We do have lights on the house, and we've got a Santa display with some reindeer and a sleigh out on our front little fence area. But our neighbor has like 20 inflatables.
20?
Probably at least that, honestly.
That's
sounds just like that.
20?
Yes. They've got Minions. They've got Paw Patrol. They've got Santa, the Grinch. Like, it's crazy.
All right. My question then for you with your neighbors, do they let them deflate? Because I'm that's the thing I'm torn about with these things, because they do look like butt when they're not. I mean, it just looks like a sad wasteland of, like, dead inflatables when, like, in our neighborhood when in the middle of the day, because I don't want to waste energy, at least that much. I'm wasting enough as it is. But like, I usually wait until like 4 o'clock to turn our inflatables on. We have 2 inflatables.
So do you have like a light that shines on them though? Or like, do you have enough light to be able to see them after hours?
There's a light inside of them.
Oh, there's a light inside of them? See, I've only the ones that near my house.
Otherwise, my eyes are playing tricks on me because they light up when at night. I don't know.
Yeah. I see these ones inflated all hours of the day.
Because we have Grinch. And we have Max from Grinch, of course. Nice. And then Halloween, Danny, we don't go cheap on Halloween. In honor of you, we have Chase that's dressed up as like a ghost or something like that from Paw Patrol. And then I would say it's Marshall, but it's like a Walmart Marshall. It's not really Marshall, but it's just a Dalmatian in a fireman's outfit.
It's Wish Marshall.
It's $15.99 as opposed to paying $60. So, you know, I mean, you gotta, Tatum seemed very excited. She calls it Marshall, and that's all that freaking matters.
I need to get on this, though. We've got plenty of yard. I could have an entire display.
I do think, though, they are the lazy version of Christmas decorations. Like, this voicemail, like, a light show is so much more effort, and to me, it's so much more beautiful.
And expensive.
Do you know anyone that has a light show to music? Because I don't. You need, like, a sound engineer to build it for you.
We have homes in our neighborhood, not in our like specific neighborhood, but within like a couple minutes of a drive where like things are coordinated or, you know, synchronized to music.
And that's way cooler than the inflatables.
You're not wrong. I think, though, they're not the laziest.
What's the laziest?
The one that just, like, projects, like, candy canes on a garage.
Hey, the candy canes are moving, right?
Yeah, they're going in a circle.
Yeah, we have that.
Or the laser ones. Have you ever seen the, like, the laser projections where it looks like there's, like, little points of light all over your house?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. But something like that. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, we have that.
So you have one of those, but you're going to throw shade at the inflatable community?
Listen, I would not have one of those. My father insists we have one of those, and because he's too lazy to get the inflatables and too lazy to put lights up, so he tries every year, but we have a bright light shining on our entire house, so you don't see the cute little snowflakes on the driveway.
Okay, so why are you complaining if you could get up on the roof and put them up there yourself?
Yeah.
No one trusts me on any roof, okay?
You know which ones I do like also? I don't know what the hell they are. The ones that like have a projection screen inside the house where they turn like a window into like a scene from Frosty the Snowman. Those are freaking awesome, I tell you.
I love all the decorations.